From New York City, the National Broadcasting Company invites you to hear another concert in its summer series with the NBC Symphony Orchestra under the direction of our guest conductor, Eric Leinsdorf. For his program, Mr. Leinsdorf will conduct the overture and entr'acte to Rosamunde and the Rondo in A Major by Franz Schubert, the music of the Spears Waltz by Joseph Strauss, the Thunder and Lightning Polka, and the Emperor Waltz by Johann Strauss, and the Gallop Racetrack by Eduard Strauss. Eric Leinsdorf has been greeted as he comes to the podium and now conducts the NBC Symphony Orchestra in the opening work on our program, Franz Schubert's Rosamunde Overture. performance of the Overture to Rosamunde, Eric Leinsdorf and the NBC Symphony continue our concert with still another portion of the Rosamunde score. From the incidental music to Rosamunde, Mr. Leinsdorf and the NBC Symphony play the entr'acte number one. Eric Langdor from the NBC Symphony has just played the entr'acte number one from the instrumental music for Rosamunde by Franz Schubert. Our concert continues with another work by Schubert, orchestrated from the original piano version by Leo Weiner, the Rondo in A Major.
Thank you.
Frederick Leinsdorf has conducted the NBC Symphony Orchestra in Franz Schubert's Rondo in A Major. Our concert will be resumed following a pause for station identification.
Your children's future depends upon their education. And in too many communities throughout America, the educational standards have fallen low enough to call for serious action on the part of you, the parents and taxpayers. Many school buildings have been allowed to fall into disrepair and are poorly equipped and crowded. Teachers, underpaid and overworked, are trying to do their jobs in the face of such difficulties. The wonder is not how many have quit, but how many still remain. Prompt community action on your part can improve this situation, can show America's teachers that we appreciate the tremendous part they play in molding our nation's future.
Our concert with Eric Leinsdorf and the NBC Symphony Orchestra resumes now with music by members of the Strauss family of musical Vienna, Eduard, Josef, and Johann. It is from Josef's writings that we hear first, as the second half of our concert begins, the waltz Music of the Spheres. Thank you. is waltzed by Joseph Strauss. We're followed now as our NBC Symphony Concert continues, with Eric Leinthorpe conducting the orchestra in the polka Thunder and Lightning by Johann Strauss. We hear in the music the cymbals and drums creating the storm, while the rapid tempo perhaps suggests the haste of a crowd trying to find shelter from the rain. Thunder and Lightning Polka. Joseph I, who was crowned Emperor of Austria some 4 years after Strauss became King of the Waltz. When in 1888 Vienna celebrated with pomp and pageantry the 40th year of the sovereign's reign, Strauss's contribution was the captivating melody we're to hear now, the Emperor Waltz.
Thank you.
starring the Emperor Waltz of Johann Strauss. Our NBC Symphony Concert of Eric Leinsdorf concludes with music by the youngest of the Strauss brothers, Eduard. Eric Leinsdorf conducts the NBC Symphony Orchestra in Eduard Strauss's Racetrack Gallop. By Eduard Strauss, today's NBC Symphony Concert with Eric Leinsdorf is concluded. Next week at this time, Eric Leinsdorf will again appear as guest conductor with the NBC Symphony Orchestra, followed for 2 weeks by the distinguished young American conductor, Milton Kins. Mr. Leinsdorf's program next week includes Borodin's Overture to Prince Igor, Ravel's Pavane for a Dead Princess, and the Symphony No. 1 of Antonin Dvorak. We cordially invite you to be with us then over your favorite NBC station. Today's program was heard in Canada over the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and was produced by Don Gillis. Ben Grauer speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.